The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
The Wednesday, March 22nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping, your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Hump Day Wednesday edition. And you know, it's open line Wednesday, so we got lots to talk about. And we're going to jump right to that. But can't tell you where the lie, boy, on this Wednesday. Mr. Producer, what's going on, man? I don't like to do this, man, but what's going on with the foundation, man? Howard, you got to raise the chair back up, brother. I see why you called it the foundation. You'd be in the basement on the floor. I mean, you'd go bare down. Co-workers who's 6 foot and above, and you know what I'm saying? Put the chair back up, man. I sat down just now, before I fell in the pothole. I said, Jesus, I almost put a Fred Sanford. You're like, oh no, that's the big one. Then I realized how I didn't put the chair back up. Whee! It's Wednesday, people. It's hump day. Middle of the week. Plenty to talk about. Yes, indeed. And listen, Mr. Producer, I want you to show off. Because me and Mr. Producer was having battle of the plates just now. I be in here, and he's sitting up all proud because, you know, he got a little, I know, a little plate of, look like some rice and macaroni and piece of fish. And you know what I had to do? I had to dig in the box. Let him smell the aroma of the three-piece original from the Colonel. Yes, yes, the key of the thigh and the leg with the fries, the slaw, and the corn and the apple turnover to go with. And you know it's the original because that's what it's all about. I see my boy Dasker and Musi Obik. I give him a head start one day. Spicy though, they fly out the gate and overnight original just run them right down. And as a matter of fact, go to vote.kfcnassau.com and vote for your favorite, original or spicy. There are no losers. They're both winners. Just original, a little bit bigger of a winner. That's all I'm saying. You know, they had me, man. The Colonel had me with the 11 herbs and spices originally, man. So like I said, you can show off your piece of fish and rice. I got me the KFC. I got the Kefsir, buddy. And guess what? You know what I like about this piece that I got? You have a bite in the KFC when it just right into the original, Kermit. And when you bite it just right, the little bit of juice to spurt out, and it's be like that perfect, you know what I mean? Oh, lines. I see they lighting up already. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's going on? This is Squee.
Hey, oh, Lord. Spicy, what's going on, brother?
What's going on?
You can live long. I was just talking about you. Not bad either. I was just talking about you, though.
What you say about me?
I say he was doing big things, man, in North Carolina, man, taking 242 to the world on the stage.
Yeah, man. Listen,
and I hear you couldn't get spicy good like back home in North Carolina. That's what I was hearing.
No. See, the problem was I just came from church on Sunday. And there's a new church that wanted to do stuff a little different. So what we're doing is, instead of doing the regular original wafers, because we haven't done nothing original. We went spicy chicken. And cranberry juice for communion, you see?
Spicy chicken and cranberry juice for communion? What kind of church is this?
Put some spice in the things that we do in life, man.
This the International Pentecostal Church of the IOP.
No. I can't say the name of the church because, you know, they tested it out.
I understand.
Yeah, so, but we ain't doing nothing original in this season. I know you stay in your one lane.
My 11 lanes. Buddy, I ain't got to come out of these 11 lanes. They all good.
What? So how much I got? I got 12 because I got an extra layer on me. Come talk that.
No, you... Geez, that's the
12.
Difference.
11, no, 11 herb and the extra spice on top. Top that.
Yeah, well, you know why we gave you the extra spice, right?
Why?
Because you're the special one in the family. We know you're special for the baby. This is special. You know, we got to give him something extra.
Extra coating.
Extra coating. And it's spicy. But listen, I ain't like.
Everything cool, though. We still, you know, you still is the OG. Respect that, you know.
And you
whether it's me or you, everything's still cool.
And guess what? You's the new star on the block, man. You's the new millennium kid. I ain't mad at you at all.
Yeah, man. You know how we
you
do
got
this,
all
though.
The gadgets and the trinkets and all that good stuff. But listen, let me tell you something. Just because I've been around a little while. You know that spicy what you brag so much about? I will tell you this. You do some steam spicy KFC. My God.
With white rice? Spicy? My ancestors never tell me about that one.
Yes, but right. Prep it the same way you do steam chicken, but just throw them leftover KFC spicy pieces in there. My God.
You'll call me. That's what I can do.
You'll call me back and say, naughty.
We have a sauce out next week. So what I could do is I could suggest that. I could let Mother Arlene cook that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you say steam, spicy?
Right.
There you go.
And guess
thanks.
What?
Tell
Mother Arlene I said hi. And I'll send a bucket of original as usual every Sunday.
All right, yeah. We'll use that for the after-church conversation in the parking lot.
So, bye, bro. Hey, be safe. And listen, good, big things are going on, though. You got to get
you
on
too,
the show and let me know what's going on with North Carolina. Them stage players were off the chain, though. Real talk.
And you let me know what you're doing this year. You know you do it big every year, bro.
May 10th is 25 years of Joker, so we got to do a big night on that night, man.
Let's do it.
All right, be safe. We can talk soon, all right?
All right. Peace.
Later, brother.
Of chicken.
Yes, sir. Pieces of original all the time. That's what I'm talking about. That's my boy Daskway right there doing big things. And go to votekfcnassau.com, votekfcnassau.com, and vote original. Yeah. Even if you like spicy, vote original. It's all good. There are no winners. There are no losers. They're all off the chain. Anyhow, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll open up the lines. All right? We get into the headliners. Who of us making headlines in the 242? I brought you, of course, by Fine Threads. All right, we get into the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes. And then, you know, we continue to ride with Who's Eating Up the Planet in 60 Seconds or Less, the Global Woman, brought to you by KFC Nassau. We get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And I'll have your update from the Island Game on your bracketology, on your Sweet 16 brackets. All right, that's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, March 22nd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together and we have from advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations. We're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Yeah. Get your Charifta tickets. The 58th Charifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at charifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at charifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, motor hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You're a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
Talking Heads, the Wednesday, March 22nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. And listen, I didn't flam y'all. I didn't do sports trivia yesterday, so I could do the trivia in the 5 o'clock hour today. Calm down. You have a chance to win everything in the 5 o'clock hour. Just calm down. And we'll have double prizes as well. Okay? All right. So you don't threaten me with no Laker card, because I have my Laker card longer than you. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Malilly boy, what's going on?
Hey, Bucket Mouth Sparky, what's going on, you dingy self?
Hey, yeah, Ratchet Jaw, too. give me all my degrees.
Ratchet Draw. I heard that one. Oh, Jesus. Ratchet Draw.
Your Bucket Mouth.
So what you got, man?
Boy, you ever had one of them situations happen to you where you got put on with gas?
Uh-huh.
You never used to. I know you was talk plenty sports, but I don't know if you ever.
No, I had a broken ankle 3 times, 3 Christmases in a row. Broken ankle. We had knee injuries a couple of times. Had broken arm, broken hand.
That's sports, or that's
sports.
That's your involvement.
No, that's sports. That's my play. Physical activity. No. No, those kind of activities never brought those kind of damage.
Yeah, but at 72 years old, I go through one now. I thought I'd finish with all them.
When I used to play those positions, I used to sit on the center of the bench, guard the bear, and tackle anybody who came near it. I was quite proficient at my position.
Yeah, well, again, one of them, a fall down, one of them, stiff, them great. This one of them sports that I didn't know just happened around people's house. I was going to visit one of my friends Sunday night. I promised him I was going to bring him a six-pack of them Kalik.
Uh-huh.
I'm climbing up the steps to go to the patio, a trip. You know, but my slippers catch right in the last step. Boy, the next thing I know, I never realized the ground has come towards your face so quick.
Yeah, man. Sparky, I can tell you one time when I broke my hand, right? We was at Breezes. And that's when I went entertainment, and the grass was wet, right? And we didn't really know the grass was really that slick, right? So we did the activity for the guests. I didn't know the grass was activity, but and Sparky, as soon as I hit that grass, all I saw was my 2 feet above my head, and as I was in the air, I said, oh, Jesus, this one got hurt.
You thought you was on a safe body.
I said, oh, Jesus, this one got hurt. And when I land, all you heard was one crack. Everybody come tell me, naughty, I hear when your hand break across the pool deck. I had some tourists come up and all. Dude, I was in my room on the 8th floor, and I heard your hand break on the pool deck. That was gnarly, man.
Yeah. Well, I got on the car, got the six-pack, I got him. He come out his door, put 2 chairs out there for us to sit and have a few.
And you buck up yourself. You slip a cushion and let down.
I just hit the top step. I got the six-pack in my hand. And next thing I know, I buck my toe to the top step. And boy, next thing I know, my face in the curry dice.
You face planted, Sparky?
My toe and my slippers, my left toe, that cut. My 2 knees bruised. My rib, they broke. My ribs bruised. My shoulder, I can't lift my left arm up yet.
Now, Sparky.
Uh-huh.
Don't lie. Your sweetheart cut your bungee, eh? She beat
the
brakes off you, eh?
That's a fall it takes for me, but I 200 and something pounds.
Mr. Producer, you and me, right? That sounds like a sweetheart cut, you know what, right?
It takes 4 of them to pick me up, because all I can say is I can't move.
So 4 sweetheart cut you behind. That's the problem. You let all 4 of them link up at the same
time. I heard something going crack. So So now I wait for 2 days, because I know the next morning, the smell in the media, and you can't get out of the bed.
Well, I hope you feel better, Sparky. I don't want you to trip on your slipper no more. I don't need you to lick down. I just need you to just, you know, stay focused. Stay in the bed. Keep your bad leg up. Your arm's still waking, right? So you could work out by doing 12-ounce curls out of brown bottles, you know? 12-ounce curls. You ever done 12-ounce curls, Mr. Producers? Ever done 12-ounce curls? If you drank a case of beer in your life, you've done 12-ounce curls. Each can is 12 ounce, and you're just curling them up and drinking them. Curling them up and drinking. 12-ounce curls, man, straightens up your wrists, your elbows, and your shoulders. You know how to do that? Ah, Lord, Texas, you're wrong. Say, Sparky, your mouth trip you down. Oh, Jesus. Why you always do Sparky like that, man? Sparky is an icon, man. Talk show icon. You gotta leave Sparky. But anyway, let's get into the lines are open, man. And boy, I tell you, big headline today in the Nassau Guardian. Headline is all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Big headline in the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. I feel betrayed. Toby Smith, it's out at PM. Obviously, you heard him yesterday on Talking Heads. And it was very, very, you know, passionate. Very candid. And, you know, remember what he said. Bahamians want ownership, and we're prepared to work for that ownership, and we're being sidelined and put on repeat. And it continues. So what's your take on that? Also, another headline that jumped out. Bahamas joins effort to hold U.S. gun makers accountable for crimes in region. Is that a serious stance, or is that just a nice narrative and talking point by this administration? Eviction notices issued to Abaco shantytown residents. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. A month after Supreme Court judge lifted an injunction that prevented the demolition of shantytowns in the Bahamas, the government yesterday issued over 200 eviction notices to residents in unregulated communities on Abaco. Okay. Now we're seeing some action. All right. Now you've issued the eviction notices. How long do you have to allow these people to vacate before you physically? And then how long is the process going to take from here? Good job, though, getting to this point. It took a minute, but I'm glad to see some action is being done and taken. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Boy. Listen, great show. It was good seeing you on Sunday, man. I know you had a rough Saturday.
Yeah, it was good seeing you all. You all, it was good to see friends, you know. It was a rough Saturday for me, I ain't gonna lie. But Graham was my boy, so had to be there. Had to do what I had to do.
Well, you know, y'all took care of him right. That's all you could do.
As best we could.
Listen, I got a couple of things. One, hope Sparky gets better. People just give Sparky a little grief. Guess what? If you don't like what Sparky's saying, call the show before him and keep him off the line. Other than that, shut up and listen.
There you go.
Right? Number two, I mean, Toby knew better, man. Toby knew better. We know how this thing works in this country. Bahamians need not apply. We understand that. But let me put it like this. One government is saying Bahamians need not apply. The other government is saying we got to take it to committee. And then the committees tell you, later for you. Right? So, we know the deal. I mean, the foreigners have been pulling this a long time. When the law was, you had to have Bahamian ownership, what the foreigners used to do, grab a Bahamian, the front for them, and, you know, that was it. We need to start doing the same thing. Grab a foreigner in front for us. I mean, the side, you got to front, stop somebody front in your own country. But that's the reality of it.
But
it change.
Drastic times call for drastic measures. If that's the only way for me and you to get a stake in the game, then guess what? We need to front.
Find yourself on white hair, blue eye, blonde, curly hair, fella. With a funny last name with more consonants than vowels, then you're good to go. You're good to go.
I'm telling you.
All right? Now, the first gun thing, here's the thing. I understand the U.S. government is trying to do where they say if you make a gun, it's fully automatic weapon. You can't sell domestic people fully automatic weapons. And you make, they can modify it easily to become an automatic weapon. You're liable. Because the fact is, when they used to make them before, they made them without making it modifiable, right? Like, I get that part of holding the gun manufacturer accountable. But you can't hold a gun manufacturer accountable if somebody buys a legal weapon and uses it illegally. That's like, I mean, an example I'll give is, recording telephone calls without somebody's consent is illegal, right? Okay? And if you record somebody's telephone calls with a recorder that was not made to be used on a phone, you can't blame the recording company because you used it illegally. But if I make a device and say, you can input this in your phone easily to record things, or you can change something in it that will easily allow you to surreptitiously record phone calls, then yeah, I'm helping you break the law. So, those are nothing really, because at the end of the day, like, what you going to do, take these guys to American court, right? And the U.S. court, U.S. government does not recognize the ICC or the Hague and none of that stuff. So, at the end of the day, you know, it's just a dance for headlines and that kind of stuff. I mean, if you really want more pontification, more talks. Listen, if you really want to stop guns in the country, it's simple. It's very, very simple. You say to anybody, we find you with an unlicensed firearm, you go to jail for life. Period. Go to jail for life.
And finding the act of importing and trading illegal firearms, jail for life.
Jail for life. End of story. All right? And you know, it's amazing, right, that people know how to skirt around the law. So if you jump down and you make it to where the punishment is draconian, right, it's going to be the odds and ends.
And if you're going to crack down on it, crack down on all the little nooks and crannies, you know, the highways and the byways, the upper class, the lower class, and everywhere in between, on how these guns just come in.
Let's be clear about this. Be clear about this, okay? There's only two ways illegal guns come in this country. For those who run in drugs, using guns as part of the payment, and all of the other people who come into our country, who walk right through the airport, walk right in the dock, walk right through the private airport and don't get searched. Okay?
Yeah.
Because every time I fly, it's go up and up in and out of my bag like they're looking for the nuclear code.
Listen,
right?
In 2023, I still go in the airport. They still treat me like it was 2001, 9/11 times. Punjabi MC, come on. Samalama, himalama, simalama, hamalama. I got to go through the whole procedure.
Yeah, but we let every tourist roll through you, but whatever. Me checking their stuff. Right? And at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. So being serious about it, you know, and I know what it is. They don't want to upset these rich white people who are coming on these, you know, $100,000 boats and everything else. But at the end of the day, like, where you think the guns coming from? We don't make them. And it could tell you this, do some dog, but oh, they could 3D print guns. If these dudes in the ghetto were smart enough to run a 3D printer, they wouldn't be doing crime.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
The amount of smarts and hard work it takes to do that, you're not going to be doing that kind of crime. You're going to be doing some white-collar crime.
You're doing some other crime, but it ain't going to be that.
You understand that? Anyway, my brother, listen.
Always a pleasure, man.
Couple of days, so y'all keep it safe.
Hey, you keep it safe. Safe travels. Enjoy, man. We'll talk soon, all right?
Always, bro.
And at some point, it'll be 5 o'clock at somewhere in your travels. Have a Coleman for the Talking Heads crew.
Definitely, definitely.
All right, safe travels, my brother.
Peace, bro.
All right, Mr. Producer, that's... I got to get one more thing in before we get to the break, though, because this jumped out to me early today, boy. And the first thing I said was, boy, I don't know, boy. I don't know. PM suggests once Hannah Martin understands the RCI deal, she could have a change of heart. Well, what are you implying there, Mr. Prime Minister? Prime Minister Philip Davis said his administration's deal with the Royal Caribbean International, RCI for $100 million Beach Club on Paradise Island, is fundamentally different than the one made under the Minnis administration. This is a different deal, he told ZNS during an event on Exuma on the weekend. He was responding to questions about Education Minister Glenys Hannah-Martin's opposition to the project. Davis continued, if the deal is what we rejected or spoke against while we were in opposition, I would have had the same position she has today. But the deal is fundamentally different. I think once she understands the RCI deal, she should have a change of heart. What do you mean she don't understand the deal? What are you implying? How very misogynistic and sexist is that statement? She understands? Maybe she understands it and wonders why you changing your posture and using semantics and saying it's a different deal. The crux of it is Bahamians are being displaced. We're not being part of this process. Toby Smith is still being displaced. What do you mean once she understands it? She gets it. When are you going to get it, Mr. PM? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Holy CG.
Hey, what's going on?
let me tell you the deal that you don't understand. And maybe once I explain it, you'll understand it. And it's right in front of our faces.
Did you get the explanation of the dog, man?
Listen up, Nori. If you are a doctor and you can do a surgery for $300,000 a pop and you want to become a politician to get paid $25,000 a year, let me tell you, you want a deal where you can score a $200 million project and you can get a little flyback. They call it kickback. And you make your annual salary times over. That's what the deal is. Because Toby King got a big kickback in his $10 million project. See, there's no money to be made on the outside.
Ah.
That's the deal. You got it, Coach?
I got you. The $10 million ain't good enough. The $100 million, though, that's
$100 million, you could get a good slice of that cake.
Yeah, they could kick that can down the road a couple times.
That's the way it works, my friend.
Well, thank you, my brother. I always appreciate your insight. There you go. Like I always say, man, connect the dots, follow the money. Sometimes you got to do that. Let's see how it all pan out. Naughty, I think you need to find some people in Andrus to give updates like Abaco and Grand Bahama because there are shanty towns growing in Andrus rapidly. And that's where our fresh water is and the biggest fresh water table. Excellent point, Texter. Texter, if you got some contacts in Andrus, you might want to assist me with that, but point me in the right direction. You could always do that, you know. Homemade shotguns are commonplace in Jamaica, Naughty. Lot of mercy. Thank you for the heads up. I got one support the government on the lawsuit. These guys know who they're selling guns to, and they need to tighten up their operations. Listen, again, connect the dots, follow the money. Crack down on it. But, yeah. I tell you, boy, a lot of statements popping off. A lot of people buzzing still over the whole RCI deal on Paradise Island. Still buzzing over these comments, too. A lot of ladies up in arms over this, boy. I seen this popping off in the chat groups. Hey, that's a slippery slope right there, Mr. PM. What you mean? You know Glennis can check you or not, but you mean, but if I understand. Small axe drop down big tree. Hey, Neo. Mr. Producer, let's get to the break. Second break, right? You get to this break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll wrap it up, get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour, get you ready to talk sports, get ready to hook you up with the trivia. And remember, vote.kfcnassau.com. It's all about original, baby. It's all about original. Just thought I'd slide that in there.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC Barbecue Glazed Zinger, made by the Fried Chicken Sandwich Expert, available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
George, shoes and accessories is your one stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
July, August, September.
Bimby, what on earth are you doing now with all those red X's on the calendar?
I verified, so I'm crossing out all the months until I have to verify again.
Oh, yeah. By law, we are required to verify twice a year, in our birth months and then again 6 months later, It's important so we can continue to receive our benefit payments.
Yes, the friendly lady at NIB reminded me that the verification forms are available online at select retail locations and that you don't even have to verify in person. Once a sanctioned authority certifies your form, it can be emailed to verification@nib-bahamas.com or placed in the Dropbox at any NIB location.
NIB is making everything so convenient. The verification process is simple, and it's all outlined on NIB's website and social media pages. At NIB, they're making it easier for you.
Nassau! Join Rise Bahamas online for Imagine Local Government Day, Saturday, March 25th at 11 a.m. Hosted by Naughty with music by DJ Bravo. Play our trivia for a chance to win $500 every hour until 2 p.m. Our speaker is Pat Ramming with appearances by Ed Fields, Valentino Scrooge Brown, and yours truly, Tamil Tada Burrows. Inbox Rise Bahamas on Facebook or email risebahamas@gmail.com to register.
We are called for local government.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorites to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, March 22nd edition of Talking Heads. Let's go to the text lines real quick. Naughty, remember how shantytowns contaminated the water with E. coli and Andrus a few years ago? Naughty, the Democrats can't do anything with the U.S. gun manufacturers. You think they care what Mexico or the Bahamas has to say? Plus, the same Republicans that support guns spend a lot of money in the Bahamas and have a lot of money in this economy. This place is a haven for Republicans. Also, Democrats hate nations such as the Bahamas. Didn't Biden say the other day we were cocaine manufacturers? Isn't Biden sounding like he's one sandwich short of a picnic basket in some of his statements? But I get your point. We better learn our role as a nation before the USA have to teach us a lesson like Cuba. And Naughty, you know we as Bahamians don't have heart like humans. We love pleasing massa. And then there's some of us that got that Che Guevara spirit that says, Viva la Revolución! But I get your point. I know, I get your point. But interesting. Interesting points right there, though. And you need to look at it from a global perspective. Because they got a whole lot of lobbying going on over there in the United States. Millions of dollars is spent on it. For people's causes. So, you got to look at what we'll be up against. And yeah, we might say we need assistance in fighting this scourge. And we want to be part of it. But obviously, we need to be assisted in the fight. Because it's way bigger than us. It's bigger than the region. The tentacles on this one stretch far, far, far and very wide. Big up to my crew over there at the Island Game. Be sure to check them out, theislandgame.com. You know, I always talk about the sports book. Be sure to check out the casino, all the games going on there. All right? And your daily, you know, lucky numbers. Your threes and your fours and all them good stuff. Yes? All right? And the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. 4:56 is the time. Don't forget, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, like I said, we're going to be talking sports. All right? Pearlie will be chiming in. Peter will be chiming in. We got lots to talk about, more moves in the NFL throughout the day. More people on the way in free agency, moving and shaking. And in the NBA as well, news out at Major League Baseball. Things starting to shape up. We're March. April's right around the corner. Baseball will soon be back. And our World Baseball Classic Championship was off the chain. Very exciting to watch. Very, very exciting. I think it might have been one of my favorite classics in a long time. And Ohtani is the man. Okay? No doubt about it. He made Mike Trout humble yesterday. Like the Iron Sheik would say, I make you humble. I put you in the camel clutch, break your back, make you humble. Make you tap out. Well, that's what Ohtani did yesterday. And that's what I'm going to do right now because it's 4:58. I'm going to tap out for this hour and get into the break and get into the news. And on the flip side, we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour on the Wednesday edition, the Wednesday, March 22nd edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. Where we put fashion at your feet.
July, August, September.
Bendy, what on earth are you doing now with all those red X's on the calendar?
I verified in person my NIB pension today, so I'm crossing out all the months until I have to verify again.
Oh, yeah. By law, we are required to verify twice a year, in our birth months and then again 6 months later. It's important so we can continue to receive our benefit payments.
Yes, the friendly lady at NIB reminded me that the verification forms are available online at select retail locations and that you don't even have to verify in person. Once a sanctioned authority certifies your form, it can be emailed to verification@nib-bahamas.com or placed in the Dropbox at any NIB location.
NIB is making everything so convenient. The verification process is simple, and it's all outlined on NIB's website and social media pages. At NIB, they're making it easier for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. And we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer.
They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Nassau! Join Rise Bahamas online for Imagine Local Government Day, Saturday, March 25th at 11 a.m. Hosted by Naughty with music by DJ Bravo. Play our trivia for a chance to win $500 every hour until 2 p.m. Our speaker is Pat Ramming with appearances by Ed Fields, Valentino Scrooge Brown, and yours truly, Tenille Tadah Burrows. Inbox Rise Bahamas on Facebook or email risebahamas@gmail.com to register.
We are called for local government.
July, August, September.
Bendy, what on earth are you doing now with all those red X's on the calendar?
I verified in person for my NIB pension today, so I'm crossing out all the months until I have to verify again.
Oh, yeah. By law, we are required to verify twice a year, in our birth months and then again 6 months later. It's important so we can continue to receive our benefit payments.
Retail locations, and that you don't even have to verify in person. Once a sanctioned authority certifies your form, it can be emailed to verification@nib-bahamas.com or placed in the Dropbox at any NIB location.
NIB is making everything so convenient. The verification process is simple, and it's all outlined on NIB's website and social media pages. At NIB, they're making it easier for you.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC barbecue glazed zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC barbecue glazed zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC barbecue glazed zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson now, 605-4051.
Back at you, the Wednesday, March 22nd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6. And Mr. Producer, keep an eye out for Pearly. I'm sure Pearly will be zooming in a minute. So while I wait for them to chime in, you know how we do it. We'll start it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, happy hour tonight at Naughty Johnny's. Every Wednesday, every Friday, happy hour from 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. Well, with the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza, like I said, check them out for happy hour. See what they got going on for you. Give them a call, 377-7776. Always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopping Plaza when it comes to Naughty Johnny's, all right? Off the chain always. So let's see what happened on this day in sports history. Brought to you, like I said, by Naughty Johnny's. And on this day, March 22nd in 1888, the English Football League was established. 1893 in Northampton, Massachusetts, the first women's collegiate basketball game was played at Smith College. 1894, the first playoff competition for the Stanley Cup began. Montreal defeated Ottawa 3-1. 1904, a patent was issued for a baseball catcher. 1923, Foster Hewitt used a telephone to broadcast the first hockey game. He called the game between Kitchener and Toronto Parkdale. It began in Augusta, Georgia in 1934. 1964, Ed Johnson of the Boston Bruins became the last goalie in NHL history to play every minute of every game for an entire season. 1967, Muhammad Ali was stripped of his heavyweight title for refusing to be inducted into the United States Army. 1969, UCLA beat Purdue to become the first collegiate basketball team to win three straight NCAA titles. 1974, Peter Revson died in a crash during a practice run for the South African Grand Prix. 1979, the NHL voted to accept four WHA teams, the Oilers, Jets, Nordiques, and Whalers, into the league. 1993, the Cleveland Indians pitcher Steve Olin and Tim Cruz were killed in a motorboat accident. Bobby Ojeda was also seriously injured. 1994, the NFL announced the addition of the two-point conversion. It was the league's first scoring change in 75 years. 1997, Tara Lipinski, at 14 years and 10 months, became the youngest women's world figure skating champion. In 2002, Sergei Zubov of the Dallas Stars got his 400th career assist. Sports quote of the day, of course, by Naughty Johnny. All right. Now, for all my trivia heads, I know y'all want your trivia. I give it to you sports style today. all right? And you're playing for Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, Joker's Wild Party passes, and lunch or dinner your choice from Naughty Johnny's. All right? And I'll give you one right now. And I'm sure you'll get to Googling. But you got to make it easy now. I mean, I ain't going to make it easy. Okay. This is a good one. Let's see how fast you get it. Okay? Okay. How many dimples does an average golf ball have? How many dimples does an average golf ball have? Don't get twisted now. Listen keenly to what I said. How many dimples does an average golf ball have? You got between now and the end of the show to get your answers. ETC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. All right, that's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. How many dimples does an average golf ball have? All right? Now, I see two texters chimed in. No, who said 1,700? You dead wrong. I just had a texter. I'm going to text you two texters. You two get a text from me right now saying winner. Send your info, please. You guys are my winner. All right? And then I'll read the answer out. But you guys were quick today, boy. Y'all was Googling strong today, boy. Y'all was ready to go. Who said texter just sent in 300? Incorrect. Incorrect. Not right. So, I'm just texted the two winners because y'all chimed in right on the dot. All of y'all chiming in with the correct answer. Now, y'all are late now. I'm going to go ahead and give the answer since I've just texted my two winners. But the average golf ball has 336 divots. 336. Texted you, send me your information, and you're hooked up. Pearlie, is that you who I hear, my brother? Is that Pearlie who chimed in? Or is that Peter? Oh, that's Peter, eh? It's one of them. Anyway, let me...
What happened to... I missed your saying, Google long, Google wrong. Well, they've been Google long.
No, but they Google strong today because they got it right there, Peter. We're waiting on Pearlie, but let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Turn your radio down in the back for me, bro.
Okay.
You got more echo than the dance hall, but last time I echoed like that, Barry the Pusher was playing.
Dimples?
Uh-huh.
They don't have any.
You're wrong. Average golf ball has 336 dimples. Or divots.
Oh, okay.
That's a little, you know, the little holes in the golf ball. You know, when you look at the golf ball, you got them little, you know, little divots in the golf ball.
I play golf.
Yeah, but
I don't have no dimples.
But maybe you don't have dimples in your golf balls, but the average golf ball has 336 dimples. Now maybe you have non-average golf balls.
Ball.
And far too wide out. Try me tomorrow. Oh, golfers, they kill me. They're my favorite people on earth. They got some of the best stories. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Okay. That was quick, eh? So, let me know when Pearlie chimes in. Peter. We still got Peter?
What's that, man? I'm right here. Well, I was trying to think of some Dallas Cowboy trivia for you.
Listen, man, we got the trivia one already. In Dallas Cowboy trivia, you gotta go deep. I'm pretty much strong on that.
Gotta Who was the running back in Dallas before Emmitt Smith and before Herschel Walker?
Who was the running back in Dallas before Emmitt Smith and Herschel Walker? Tony Dorsett. And prior to him, it was Robert Newhouse and Preston Pearson.
And prior to them... You're on your game today.
You tried to trick me up, the running back before Herschel Walker and Emmitt Smith. Come on, man. Everybody know that was Tony Dorsett.
Who was the running back in Miami under Jimmy Johnson who got in trouble with the law?
Oh, Cecil the Diesel Collins.
And our over the follow-up question, what did he get in trouble doing?
He crept in a window at 4 a.m. like that song, Who's That Peeping in My Window? Nobody Now. And then he broke in. After he peeped in the window, he broke in the window.
I was expecting Earl to have the answer like that, but Earl's a little slow off the draw today, man.
No, the reason why I know Cecil the Diesel, he was in Dallas, too. That's how Jimmy know him.
Cecil was a multi-city type of guy.
Multi-talented, multi-faceted breaker and enterer.
I didn't stop it. What do you think? I think it was a... What Dallas quarterback went on to become a Dallas coach?
Wade Wilson.
That was easy. I got
Wade Wilson was a
Dallas because Dallas is on TV every Sunday. Everyone knows all about Dallas business. So
Wade Wilson is the answer to that one.
Dallas Cowboy trivia.
Hey Peter, it's Wade Wilson. He's the answer to that question. He was a backup. Let me ask you a question, off the top of your head, since we're talking running backs in Miami, or running backs in general, but we can go to Miami. Who would you say is the greatest running back you ever seen for the Dolphins?
Larry Zonka.
No, man, Purdy. I'm giving you a chance to think about it now. Come on now.
Really? Larry Zonka was the greatest quarterback. Not necessarily looking at total stats, but Larry Zonka was the greatest Dolphin running back ever.
Not even
Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams.
Not even.
Ricky Williams.
The highest was
Ricky Williams.
Would be Ricky Williams.
Or the highest paid one was Ricky Williams for sure.
Yes.
Or the highest drafted.
I was always the Larry Zonka or Mercury Morris.
I was going to ask about Mercury Morris. There you go. I was going to ask what happened to Mercury.
They really had no real run. The Dolphins problem was really since Larry Zonka and Mercury getting a decent running back.
What about the great Alonzo Hampton from the University of Florida?
Like I said, since Larry Zonka and Mercury Morris, the Dolphins had a hack of getting a really decent court running back.
What about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? He was decent for a season or two.
Like I say, since Larry Zonka and Mercury Morris, the Dolphins really had a hard time finding a decent.
Boy, I don't know.
No, I'm happy. Be honest with you, the offense we have, I'm happy with the running back. That don't mean we sign everybody back. That don't mean we even make a move for one. But I'm happy with what we have.
Zeke is available if you want Zeke Elliott.
I'm happy with what we have. What does he bring to the table for the Dolphins?
Hey,
that's Captain's job.
Brother, you're in rare form today, but you on your game today, boy. You got all the cliches ready.
I wanted to talk about the stunning, the big game last night, but y'all jumped the gun and talking football.
No. Peter, listen, let's talk about that, man. Let's definitely talk about that. I mentioned it a little bit earlier. But real quick, let's get this call. Let's take the call, and then we'll talk about that. But hey, Earl, I know you in your element last night, especially in that last inning.
Oh, yeah. That was a great game. I say that future Dodger really showing why he can be a future Dodger soon. But anyway, take the call. We'll talk it.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, sir. That's calling about that trivia. Sorry about that.
What you got for me, man? I got an answer already, but what was your answer going to be?
My answer was 336. I think I was the first one calling for Freeport.
Oh, you listen, Mr. Producer, hold this line for me, man. I got to make sure I look out for Freeport. I know, because your KFC down there, that ain't as good as our KFC up here.
No,
I
want to
make sure I get
best.
You straight.
Trust me, we are the best.
You'll never see it.
No,
y'all better stick, to Hugh Campbell and Spelling Beast. That's all y'all got. And then start. Don't take that nuts. Mr. Producer, get his info for me, man. Make sure I take care of him. All right, Purdy B. But back to what you said last night. Last night was brilliant. Peter, did you see that final of the World Baseball Classic?
It was amazing,
man. That was a game. That was a great game.
It was amazing. I was scouting it deeply, hoping to find some more pitching for the Yankees.
They had four home runs. It was 3-1, and then Schwarber, that's his name is.
Schwarber. Yeah, but he's been hitting home runs left, right, and center recently, man.
He jacked one to make it 3-2, but it got down to Ohtani against Trout. They had McNeil, who won the batting ground last year. I mean, this guy put on a piece of batting last night in the ninth inning to get the force a walk of Ohtani or whatever, however you pronounce his name. I'll get it right once he put on Dodger Blue.
Right.
And then my brother, my favorite Dodger, Mookie.
Shohei Ohtani.
Ohtani. Mookie. I said my brother, my favorite Dodger, Mookie Betts hit into a double play.
Yeah, but he hit it at the worst place possible on a line right where they had the second baseman position. There's nothing he could do about it.
He did have two hits last night. He did have two hits.
Yep.
So and then it came down to Trout. 3-2 pitch. It was a 2-2 pitch. It was 2-2 pitch. And he threw a slider came outside.
I thought
you threw 101 mile an hour fastball that was outside.
I thought that 101 mile per hour fastball was actually, I thought he caught the plate and then it tailed away.
No, he missed. When they did it, he missed the plate.
That catcher would have done a better job framing that ball. That would have been a strike.
Barnes would have done a better job, but
on the next pitch, though, he got him. He blew him away.
The brother threw an 87 mile an hour changeup on Trout last night. That was a thing of beauty. That was a thing of beauty.
But, Pearly, now do you see why when I talk about being a fan of pitchers and when you develop young pitchers, you need to develop them to pitch?
Yes.
Do you see what the 87 mile an hour changeup did?
Was
that not reminiscent of Greg Maddux?
Yes. I said that last night. I said, look at Greg Maddux.
87 miles an hour. It don't have to be a million miles an hour. All I got to do is be a strike. And Ohtani got all the tools, bro. He got five.
Trout was actually, the bat was coming. You know when you're swinging, you bring it back? It was coming back in the ball and reached the plate, Jeff.
He had Trout amazed with that pitch. He had him dumbfounded. Yeah. And Trout spoke to it at the end. He's like, he's a warrior.
He's cool about it. He said, well, you won round one. And that's kind of cool.
And that's how you do it.
You know, it's another 3 years. We'll have the World Baseball Classic. Because to see them model again.
Let's be real. Barring injury, Trout catch up to that 101 mile an hour fastball. Ohtani going to be singing a different tune. Because that ball can travel.
Trout was ready for him. He knew Trout was coming with 100 mile off. He knew he was coming. Trout was waiting on that pitch. And he said, you know what? I'm not giving him this. I'm going to give him something else. I need to drop that changeup on him. It's like,
boy, that changeup was massive. So that's why I say, you know, pitches, if they got 4 or 5 pitches, those are the pitches.
In terms of pitch speed like that.
Or if you got a rotation.
87.
You got 100. Man, you got a rotation where you got a flamethrower going one day, and then you got a guy who could pitch with moderate speed the next day. He can confuse that lineup every time. Every time he can confuse them.
Yeah.
Just like what the Braves had with their lineup. Yes, Olson, Glavine, and everybody else. Exactly what they did. That's what Donnie's saying. Because you had one flamethrower. You had Maddux who would just paint the corners of the plate. And Smoltz was throwing a little bit of heat. You had Glavine would come in, the old Wiley Vider veteran. And you were just like, man.
Yeah.
You know, do they ever get tired?
And Smoltz was out.
You know what I noticed last night? Austin Barnes is on the Japanese team, but they didn't play him last night. They only played Japanese last night.
Oh, last night was just a sushi menu. If you know Japanese from birth, you know play for team.
The Japanese baseball is on par with the Americans. Americans may have better hits.
All right, but hold on. I got to go on record and say the star of the World Baseball Classic, who I think should be the unofficial MVP, if not Ohtani, is none other than the darkest Mexican brother I ever, Randy Arozarena, one of the best names in sports. Arozarena.
Is he Mexican or is he a Cuban? That's the guy who had the great catch at the wall.
Yeah, Arozarena, I think is a Cuban that was via.
He's a Cuban,
and he went via Mexico to get his paperwork.
He's celebrating. Actually, I think it's either today or yesterday. He celebrated his 1 year anniversary as a Mexican citizen. Fredego is a Cuban too.
But I'm telling you, man.
Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do.
All I'm saying is Randy Arozarena, that ain't a Mexican name. But I'll take it, though. He played well for Mexico, man. That catch on the wall was awesome.
Yeah. Mexico had a surprisingly really good team.
Mexico had a very good run.
But the Japanese won that because they had pitching. The Japanese won because they had pitching. The Americans' starting pitching was weak. Their bullpen was pretty cool, but they missed Kershaw. They really miss Kershaw.
Oh, I got a feeling that the American squad is going to be fully loaded the next go-round, Pearly.
They couldn't get no more loaded than this. They couldn't get no more loaded in terms of offense. They couldn't get no more loaded than what they had. Only person they really was missing was Bryce Harper, and he's hurt.
With the Japanese fans, because they're just crazy for baseball. You don't see that level of enthusiasm really outside of Japan.
I see the level of enthusiasm, but no, I don't feel the kinship. I actually don't pull for any particular team. I pull for particular players in the World Baseball Classic. Like, I want to see Mookie Duguay.
Kinship in the love of baseball and just being so expressive.
Oh, I mean, those who watch the WBC, we have the same kinship and the love of baseball. Because not real baseball fans watch that, not the casual fan. You know, you had to really, because you had to go, I mean, you look for it and you watch it. So it was, as a fan, I enjoyed it because I got to see players playing for the, and the pride that they show for the country. I think it was kind of hard for Austin Barnes to be playing for Japan against the Americans. No, he's born in the States, but he's got Japanese heritage.
But, I mean, just the Japanese fans are just incredible. I mean, they're just like...
Yeah, they are. They're nuts. They are all there. They're flies and everything making us. But you know what I really would like
they
to see?
They just love baseball. Okay, who's playing?
I would hope the Bahamas Baseball Association or Federation, I don't know which one it is, but I hope they would get the Bahamas 3 or 4 key players, Trace Thompson, BJ Murray, and I think Robinson. They key players for Great Britain should be on the Bahamas team. And we have Anthony Seymour. They were key players for Great Britain. We should have
Anthony Seymour was money, you know, for yeah. Great Britain. He played well. That defense was.
But I tell you, he was in a hitting slump. So I call him and my daughter. They all grew up in St. Augustine's. Yes, I say, tell Anthony, he's too anxious at the play. He needs to relax, take a deep breath, sit back and wait. So he say, oh, he call me DIL. Tell DIL he's so right. And that night he got a hit. That night he sat back when he got a hit. So I you know, I'm an official Anthony Seymour batting coach.
Anyway, I go fact check you on this because I got to talk to him about a travel ball for the middle of April later on today.
Yeah, so, man, who you call him? You just say, hey, talk to your DIL.
DIL.
Naughty.
Uh-huh.
There is a flag football tournament for high schoolers and sack is in a tournament.
Pratt, are you going out to watch that?
That's not traditionally what we do, but I'd check it out.
Are you
hearing? Like, we might lose.
That's probably
we're losing because we ain't used to this.
That's probably SAC will represent.
You never see me use the word lose in St. Augustine's in the same sentence, paragraph, or even essay. So I don't know where you're coming from with that, Mr. Beater. All I said, that's not traditionally what we do. But you all stay right there and play around and we'll win that tournament.
Will you be in attendance? Is all I'm already asking. I mean,
when is it?
90 seconds into this question, and we got some answer.
Because I never heard the date.
April 1st.
Yes, I'd be there. You know, I have a vested interest, and the principal is very close to me, so I'd probably join the principal and come and watch it.
Will you be in SAC colors?
Red. I always red, and never scared.
Okay. I will look for you.
The shirt will be red. It'll definitely be red.
Every single sack game, you know, and if y'all are trailing, don't be hiding now. And then
I'm a Dolphin fan. I lose the cut-up. So I don't hide from me. I still have my mouth will still be hard because we won. I know what we already win.
But you already win.
Out of all the sporting events that are played, I didn't say they didn't count. I never said they didn't count. I said count the most.
Let's not.
No. That's for track and field lovers, but
let's
now.
Let's not put any bad mouth on the sack flag football team. So, Pearly, do not wear your Dolphin gear and your sock gear at the same time. That's all I'm saying.
No. I can't do it. Aquamarine and red don't mix. I get into my red.
Okay. So, no Dolphin logo.
And who are they playing?
That hasn't been set yet. Well, there's St. John's in there. There's QC. But I don't have the schedule. I think it's about
Do you know all the schools are in it? Which all schools are in it?
St. John's, QC is in it. That's 3. And then there's 1 or 2 more other schools.
Let me call and see, you know. Who else might be
I'm pretty
involved.
Sure that Obi will be going for QC since he's on the record, on the show, and saying that he went to SAC and he saw the light at the transfer to QC. So I'm sure he'll be in his green.
But
I was going to make a comment, but I ain't nobody don't see the light. But I can say something. When you see the light, because the light is the Lord is our light in SAC's motto, you see the light, you see in SAC. So anyway, I can say that off because I don't want to
That product that is out there now to enjoy flag football at the high school level. May the best team win.
That's admirable of you, Mr. Naughty. That's admirable of you, Mr. Naughty.
Now that Naughty's aware of the high school flag football tournament, Naughty's going to go deep into St. Andrews
and be like,
yo, what's up?
No,
we
sir.
Need to get a team together.
No, sir. That ain't not even close to what I went to, man. No, sir. I wouldn't even waste my time.
What?
Let's change the subject. How's the soon to be Los Angeles Dodger right hand pitcher in waiting at from Drew St. Albans Drive? How's he doing?
He's doing very well, man. He's doing very, very well.
I don't want to talk with you, Jimmy, but we can talk about that off camera. But that was funny.
Yeah, man. I mean, the brothers. You know, they can't come to me talking no fool and Uncle Pearly talking no fool. Mm. Yeah, you know how I go.
Since we're talking about baseball, I'm wondering if no one's been talking about the great hitter for the Yankees in spring training. The guy that they signed at the Dominican Republic a few years ago, remember him? He got in the biggest contract, and he's been looking good in spring training. Ain't no one talking about him.
Who's this person?
We'll at least bring him up.
He played double A, moved up the minor league ranks, and in spring training this year, been hitting the snot out the ball, knocking the cover off the ball.
He's got to make a 40-man roster. I mean, find a spot for him. Put him somewhere. You can get Judge a night off, let him just DH, and let this guy come in.
Sometimes a player like that, if he's not going to play every day, they'll send him back down to AAA because they want him to play every day. It's not that he's not good enough to be up there, but he may not be there to play every day. So a lot of times they leave him in AAA so they can get the reps in.
We got
holes. We did that with Bobby Miller. Bobby Miller's not staying. Not, he'll probably come up later on in the year, but in the beginning of the season, he's going to be pitching in AAA.
We got a space for this guy on the roster. We got 3 or 4 places aren't settled yet, and we could bring him in. We got an outfield issue. Who's going to play left field or center field? We're trying to get rid of Hicks for a bag of chips, but no one's they keep coming back. We just can't get rid of him. He didn't retire already. Take his contract with him. Just go marry Tiger Woods' niece and just enjoy the rest of his life. But he keeps coming back to the Yankees. He's a gift that keeps giving. If he would retire, this guy could outfielder. We'll give you Hicks.
Oh,
we'll give
good.
You Hicks, buddy. We're all good. You want is we're like, good. We'll take your worst minor league player.
We're good. We don't need them. We're good.
I'm looking at that Yankees roster, though, and I'm telling you, man, they got some kids coming up, man.
Oh, yeah.
They got some youth in the pipeline, man, that is, you know, starting to get me excited.
And guys that can play multiple positions.
Is the former number 15 prospect in Dodger who's now your number one prospect you're talking about?
That's one of them.
Oh, I mean, in
North but I like Anthony Volpe. I like Jason Dominguez. They tearing it up right now.
Jason Dominguez, that's the guy for the Dominican
Republic. That's the kid right there. Dominguez is a beast.
Yes. He hits the ball on the bars.
You also got to look at Jose Trevino. And he got Shioka.
You need to check your roster because they had cut down. There was a cut down there in a lot of teams.
No, I'm checking it right now. The catches are Trevino and Higashioka. And then, of course, first base is Anthony Rizzo. Second base is going to be Glebna Torres. And he won it out. And then, Earl, here's your guy. Here's your guy that might end up in Dodger Blue. Isaiah Kinafalifa.
Yeah, that's if we don't get Anderson.
Yep, Anderson's the hot name from the White Sox right now. Third base is going to be Josh Donaldson. Outfielders, Oswaldo Cabrera, Aaron Hicks, Aaron Judge, and Esteban Florial. And your DH is going to be Giancarlo Stanton. And your starting pitchers, now this is what I'm starting to like. Gerrit Cole, Luis Severino, Domingo Germán, Clark Schmidt, Nestor Cortez. And guess what? Carlos Rondon is on the injured list. So
yeah, I see that he's gone. He's going to be out for he's on the 60 day.
Yeah, so he'll start the season on the injured reserve list, but then he'll come in.
That's not until late in the season, July, August.
And you got relievers: Albert Abreu, Clay Holmes, Michael King, Matt Crook, Jonathan Lociaga, Ron Marin Acacio, Wandy Peralta, and Greg Weissert. I still like the relief pitching. That'll get it done. That'll hold. You know, they do their job.
Lociaga's a baller.
I still need them to go get a closer, though. Has to go in early for the Yanks, I do.
But you know the blow that the Mets got? Oh, that's devastating to them. That screwed up their whole... That, Diaz, they just paid the man $1 million a day, like, and now he's gone for the season.
That's a lot of money, too. And not even to get...
Just celebrating. He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't pitching, running. He was just jumping up and down celebrating. And
he didn't even get a base hit for that team, for that contract.
No, he was the closer. He's their closer. He's the dominant closer the Mets had. That was the fellow who was shutting the door on everybody last year.
Indeed.
An injury like that.
He was shutting down. And he was expected to be the big man this year. He led the league in saves last year. He was what's your fellow name, Rivera? Okay. He was making the Mets relevant. And all of a sudden, he's out. Mets have no
And that's really sad to see, too.
He might have hit the weights too hard, and
they had beaten. He pitched for Puerto Rico. I think they had beaten Dominican or eliminated Dominican Republic, and they were celebrating. That's when you run on the mound, everybody's in a circle, jumping up and down.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And so you got, a lot of times, you know, you get those freak injuries in sports. Now, let me just slide out of baseball, gents. I got some NFL for you. Got some big signings. And don't forget, Purdy, you'll be interested in this. Rich Eisen got the final 10 today. And it's his whole breakdown on the World Baseball Classic. And if there's a baseball guy that appreciate a baseball guy, I think you'll appreciate that coming from Rich Eisen, because a lot of people don't know Rich is one of the biggest closet baseball fans there are.
Yes, they think he's the
one. I didn't know that Rich was in the baseball.
He's the real baseball fan.
He's a real baseball guy. Go ahead, Peter.
Before you slide it, this is a question I had before I came on the other day. I got a feeling just looking at the way the Dallas roster is constructed, looking at the draft this year. I got a good feeling it's a good year to pick up a quarterback in their later rounds for the Cowboys to develop.
Right. And I'm thinking they're looking at that kid named Toon from Houston.
Okay.
Late in the later rounds. And
quarterback from Stanford?
And that's just keeping it in tradition of our backup quarterback being the ginger. As you know, Jason Garrett, and prior to that, it was Andy Dalton, and now Cooper Rush.
Wow, you really know your stuff. I was thinking the quarterback from Stanford, he's got not much mobility, but he'll pick you apart. But I think now is a good year to develop a backup. And by the way, speaking of quarterbacks, again, I said it again, good move by the Dolphins picking up the backup quarterback from the Jets. It's the same system, and he'll be able to come and give you some quality reps if Tua isn't able to go for a short amount of time.
Now, Purdy, this for you now over in the AFC East, boy. Look like the Jets trying to pull out all the strings to let Rodgers come in there and pop you all in the mouth for one season, you know. Because they just finished signing.
I'm waiting on him. I got a fellow named Wilkins. Waiting on him.
Jets have just signed Mecole Hardman away from the Kansas City Chiefs.
They're like six deep at receiver.
And then, of course, now another big trade. Elijah Moore traded from the Jets to the Cleveland Browns and could slide right in and be their number three receiver, their slot receiver.
Amari Cooper and Elijah Moore. Oh, he's straight.
Well, he's straight. I think you're going to see some now in the later portion of free agency. You're going to now start to see some moves go down where you're like week three free agents, like your Mecole Hardmans, names that you know and you've seen make plays. Now these guys are going to fall to teams and become assets because now they're the best players left. And if you look at the Jets, now Garrett Wilson is the clear number one in New York. Lazard is going to be the possession guy, and if Aaron Rodgers comes there, that's going to be his security blanket because of the familiarity from their years in Green Bay. But that Mecole Hardman is going to play that Marquez Valdez-Scantling role, that Geronimo Allison role, that speed burner deep down the field. And guess what? Aaron Rodgers in New York wants to put up points. The Jets offense wants to be putting up points and be fired up. That might be a dark horse combination for a lot of deep touchdowns this year. Mecole Hardman could very well blow up if Aaron Rodgers incorporates him in that offense in New York this year. But that remains to be seen because they still got to get the deal done. Mr. Producer, how many breaks we got left? One or one more? All right, so we'll save that before we get to Rich Eisen with the final 10. But getting out of that.
Earl, Naughty, you saw this too. The Jets' defense is elite. They don't need much from that offense. They don't.
So I mean, the Jets' defense is improving, and they're up there. But I wouldn't consider them elite yet. But Salah's done a good job.
When I saw them play last year with an incredibly bad offense, like their offense did nothing, made things worse. And the fact that they're able to keep that team in games into the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Well, I'll give you that. They were a competitive unit.
I mean, you have your offense going three and out 80% of the time.
I'll be honest with you. I'm excited to see what Dallas does with the addition of Gilmore and the re-signing of Van Der Esch and the safety Wilson.
Forget Van Der Esch. The three-headed monster with Dallas on defense is Gilmore, Diggs, and Dan Quinn. Those three.
But now, let me tell you a defense.
Two quality quarters?
Let me tell you, is a great defensive coordinator.
Good God, yes.
Watch out for Miami now. They've got all the pieces to have a dominant defense. They've got the two lockdown corners, all right, and Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey. They got decent safeties. The linebacking situation is decent now. Improved because they hired people.
Right.
And signed some people and let some people go. And then you got your edge rushers, too. You got Jalen Phillips and you got the other kid up there that put pressure on the quarterback. Miami's got the pieces to build a decent defense under Fangio.
The only thing they need, and me being a Fangio fan, the only thing Miami needs for that system is a good middle linebacker. Patrick Peterson, Roquan Smith, Ray Lewis, that's what he likes. So don't be surprised if Miami looks for an undersized middle linebacker in the draft. A 200 and maybe 230, 6 foot one, 230, 232, good to go because Fangio is the best in the league at disguising coverages. Earl, if y'all lose this year, it's the games you lose will not be because of the defense. That's all I'm saying. And I agree with Donnie 100%. Defense, y'all straight. Might be special teams, might be, I don't know, tip pass, interception, I don't know. But it won't be because of the defense.
I think the defense is going to be a big asset to the Dolphins this year. I think it's going to be a unit that's going to actually help you all win some games.
It's going to win games for them. More than it's going to win, you're going to see people getting points off turnovers. You're going to see cornerbacks winning up. That's what Fangio's defense is.
Let me tell you, I could speak to Fangio's defense. I watched them 2 years ago come in like a 1-5 Denver Bronco team. And punched the Cowboys, who were like 4-1 or 4-0 at the time, in the mouth in Dallas. The defense had Dak completely confused, had the offense completely confused. The defense couldn't stop the run. Before you know it, it was like 30-0. They ended up winning like 36-16, but at the end, he's scheming on you. And when he gets you that, with that scheme, he will blow your mind. He will leave you mind screwed. He will leave you disheveled.
Bears had him in, we had him in Chicago for 2 years, and he was working with nothing. And the Bears' defense was still, it was decent. And then got Khalil Mack, got some RP and Roquan Smith, and they got Akeem Hicks, and they got things moving. But he was working with nothing his first year, and the Bears' defense was like 14th, 15th in the league with garbage to work with. So believe me, he got Chubb there in Miami. He's got two awesome cornerbacks. It's on. That's all I'm saying. Go get your Vic Fangio sweater. He's a sweater guy. Go get your Vic Fangio sweater today, Earl. Go get it. Go get it now. Go get it.
All right. Now, real quick, before we get to the break and Rich Eisen taking us home, probably we got to flip it to the NBA real quick. And you know we got some games tonight. And I got to know your pro picks tonight. You know, the Island, you know. Dying game. Bracket dead right at the break. After the first whistle of the first game blew, my bracket was blown up. So you could definitely go, you know, do your parlay thing on the NBA tonight. You got the Pacers and the Raptors in Toronto. I gotta go with the Raptors because they play well at home.
I like the Raptors tonight. Yeah.
All right, the Suns and the Lakers is the late game. Guess what?
I like without
KD.
I think the Lakers
win that one for real. I like the Nuggets to beat the Wizards, even though they're on the road. The Knicks and the Heat is going to be a tough game, but you know what? I think the Knicks get it done.
I like the then Miami. I think the Knicks, if Randle play like he played other night, and they came off a heartbreaking loss, I think they become.
That's why I think they rebound tonight.
Yeah.
Warriors and the Mavericks. Listen, I like the Warriors to win this one, man.
Warriors play like crap on the road, but they need a win badly. But Luka is back tonight, so I don't know.
Ah, let me pull that one back then. If Luka's back then, I got to look at the over and under in this one. Sixers and the Bulls. The Bulls are something like 9-4 since Podesky Jones has joined them.
And Breed's got the
walk in the house ready to make noise tonight.
Nah, he ain't shooting like that. He other night, he can buy a bucket.
Rockets and the Grizzlies. You know, Ja Morant made his return the other night to the sidelines. Still got a couple of games suspension left to go. He's back to tonight.
He may play tonight. He probably play tonight. So,
and watch him blow completely up tonight if he does.
Probably would.
Spurs and the Bucks. I like the Bucks to win that one. Hawks and the Timberwolves. I like the Hawks to win that one. Because they've been playing good ball lately.
They're in Minnesota. I think my boy back tonight.
No, he's still out. He got injured.
Trayman gunning. I hope he's gunning tonight. We need him to beat the Timberwolves tonight.
And I like the Blazers and the Jazz tonight. I got to pull for Damon Lillard to knock the Jazz down so the Lakers can still at least hold Pat.
We need the Blazers to win tonight, yes.
Because right now, as we speak, the Lakers are the number 11 seed. 11th
place. But when you say 11th place, It ain't that bad.
They could sneeze and be in sixth place because they're only a game and a half out of the sixth place. But down the stretch they come. And only 10 games left.
Half a game behind the Jazz. They're half a game behind Timberwolves. Timberwolves and them up 37. Lost. Timberwolves lose tonight. They'll jump.
I appreciate you. Good stuff. We'll do it again tomorrow. And Rich Eisen taking us home in the final 10 today. And probably you're going to enjoy it because it's his take on the World Baseball Classic. I'm going to enjoy it too. I got to get Rich's take on that. And that lasted back. I implore anybody to watch that again. If you love the sport of baseball, watch that again. That's absolutely beautiful. Bob, even though it was a strikeout and the pitching, it was awesome. Awesome. Go check it out.
It was a good at bat for Trout too, because Trout, that fastball that came for ball three, he had a good eye to let that go. He had a great eye to let that pass and not to jump on that.
Now I got a good eye to let you go because we got to get to the break. So we'll talk tomorrow, buddy. Be safe, my brother. All right, buddy.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to. Style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice.
Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, more hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
Huh? People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want to see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Going down Blue Hill Road. Going down Village Road. Going down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
It's so right.
We want local government.
Shed a look.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Is coming April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now online at Carifka50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifka50.com or call 605-4051.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Right here.
Let's do it.
In the middle of March, with everything going on with March Madness and everything going on with the NFL free agency echoes, waiting on Aaron Rodgers, what's going on with Lamar Jackson, lots of folks interested there. Paul George hurt himself last night.
Oh,
we'll be the NBA regular season wraps up. Carl Anthony Towns looks like he's coming back.
Yeah.
He hasn't played since November 28th. The Timberwolves getting healthy just in time for a playoff run. John Morant says he's still working on himself. With all those headlines clanking around, we're talking baseball.
Yeah, buddy.
We're talking baseball on this program because last night we had one of the most intense endings to a baseball game in the history of March. I'll say it. Okay? And that's what I kind of dig about this World Baseball Classic. I know to major injuries happened during the World Baseball Classic. Major injuries. Your Mets closer, the trumpets turned into trombones, unfortunately, for Edwin Diaz. And Jose Altuve, we might not see him till June because he took a wayward pitch off the hand. And I know that's been a lot of the conversation along with, oh, great viral moment here, great viral moment there. But baseball, evermore, happy. Baseball was my first love. It's what I covered at ESPN. So when I see the World Baseball Classic come to a conclusion with Mike Trout at the plate and Shohei Ohtani on the mound, two Angels teammates, finally in a game that matters, facing off with one another, and seeing that showdown last night was an absolute wondrous sequence that baseball, I feel, deserves. Baseball tries its hardest. I really feel that way. It's still a remarkable game. Used to be known, as you know, as America's pastime, but the national pastime last night had an international pastime moment. Japan versus the United States, one-run game, last out of this World Baseball Classic that has been chock full of terrific, competitive. Whole family was in the room.
Yeah.
Last night, all five of us sitting down watching a sporting event. I don't remember the last time that happened. Usually happens for the Super Bowl for a lot of families, but, you know, dad's at the game. So we're all sitting there, and it was edge of your seat moment. And we all know what happened. Ohtani wins the battle. Japan wins the World Baseball Classic. And Team USA watched Mike Trout swing through one of the most incredible strikeout pitches you will see in a moment like this. Ohtani, and he comes in like he's done it his entire life because that's the way he does everything. And reminds everybody in front of the whole planet against his teammate, Mike Trout, known as the modern day Mickey Mantle, who we're waiting to see actually make the playoffs and have great playoff moments. He, with that pitch sequence, threw not one, but two, see it, hit it, 100 mile hour, my stuff versus your stuff fastballs. I mean, putting it all out on the table. Man. This is my best. You give me your best. Let's ride.
Yep.
After he threw a first pitch slider that Mike Trout spat on to take the early advantage in the count.
Mm-hmm.
That wound up being a full count because Ohtani, after throwing that first pitch slider, throws four consecutive fastballs, two that were right swung through and two that were out of the zone.
Great at bat.
Four straight fastballs from Ohtani, and then he snaps off a hospital corner perfect slider. I mean, perfect. And it was 14 miles an hour slower than his fastball. And then you sit here and you think to yourself, he might be the best slugger in the game too. And Shohei Ohtani reminds everybody who the best player on planet Earth is in this sport. Beating out grounders that he hits sharply, directly to a middle infielder on the right side of second base. He beats it out.